Number 10,239, Fred Brady, east of Road 279, north of Cherry Walk Drive, being Lot 5 within Cherry Walk Development. A special use exception to connect two manufactured homes to make one unit. Gentlemen, I'm going to send you down some pictures, and there are some comments on there that can take a look at. The inspector's been out there to take the pictures here, and you'll see what you have, what you're dealing with there.
Sir. Name and address, please.
Brady, 347 Third Street, Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Hey, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this exception to attach these two mobile homes together?
Yes, I have one there in Alabama for 12 years. It's a 1968 12x60. I have one back home in Pennsylvania where I lost the lease on the lot. So instead, I can't sell it. I tried selling it for 6 months. So what I want to do is marry the two together, put a peak roof over it, metal roof, and then put a block foundation around, eventually make it into a home.
Okay. Now, do you have the lot on there now? I mean, the home on that lot now?
It's 12 by 60.
And the other one?
The other one's back home yet.
Okay. All right.
You mentioned that you were going to put in an A-frame roof?
Yes.
And in a block foundation?
Yeah, eventually.
How soon is eventually?
Well, I hope within a year.
And what about the siding of the structures?
Hopefully everything will be done within a year.
Within a year.
Okay.
You'll remove one of the kitchens?
Yes. Yeah, I was going to make it. That was already warned by the county. I said I don't need two kitchens. We'll just make one, the other one into a spare room.
You meeting your setbacks now?
Yes, I am. You should have a copy of my deed.
So do you have a camper in the lot, too?
Yeah, that's my brother-in-law's. That's not their permanent here. It comes down for the summer and takes it back home.
Hooked up with water and everything else?
He's hooked up with my water, yeah. That's that new sewer.
He's hooked up to the sewer?
No, it's not.
Mr. Rickard, the shed that's on the lot, is it non-conforming?
I believe it is, yes. It is, isn't that?
As far as I know, it is. Now, there is two sheds there. We're tearing them two down, putting a new one on.
Yeah, that's what I have here. Which shed are you turning down?
Both of them, right?
Both of them.
Both of them are existing right now. The other one will be to the right of the bigger one.
One of them is only, according to the survey, is only 4.8 feet from the property.
Yeah, it's small. It's falling down. Both of them are old metal sheds that need to be tore down.
Well, I have a note here that you're going to remove them. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Just keep in mind that the setback requirement for a shed is 5 feet, not 4.8.
Are they 5 feet off now?
On the ground.
This survey shows 4.8 feet.
Okay.
And depending on the square foot, depending on the square footage of the structure,
not a problem.
As it gets larger, it's more of a setback requirement.
Not a problem. We're going to put like a 10x10 back there, as long as it meets 5 foot, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But when you get your permit, you'll see that.
Okay.
Permit states all your setback requirements.
Sir, you say this trailer is who, your brother-in-law's?
Yeah.
He just
That'll be gone here probably in a month or two.
Would he take it down and bring it back
yeah.
every year?
He comes down for a month or two during the summer and then goes home.
Is it tagged? Is it tagged?
Yeah, it's licensed, yeah.
He stays in that trailer?
No, only on weekends, like I do when I come down.
It's illegal.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah. You don't have septic to it?
No, but there's water to it.
But there's no septic.
Regardless, it's illegal if it's on the property and being lived in.
An RV is permitted in a campground home.
You see why I asked that?
I saw my neighbor have one. That's why I could never question it. So I can take care of it. I'll get rid of it.
We'll check out the neighbor, too.
The reason I wasn't the board to look at that because they know.
All right.
All right.
I didn't know that. I just saw that one there and didn't figure it was a problem.
But that picture is all like there is septic hooked up to it.
If they did it, they didn't tell me. I didn't know it was hooked up to it.
That's why I
See, they did that when I wasn't there. See, they come down and took care of it. I went through a divorce, and I wasn't going down there. And they went down and took care of mowing my grass and checking on things for me. So.
You not only have a problem with us, you'd have a problem with DENREC by hooking that thing up without permission to.
Hooking it up without a permit.
That's correct.
I'll have it moved. Get it out of there. I didn't realize all that.
That's why I was asking. Their picture shows it, so.
Pardon me?
That's why I was asking, because these pictures show it.
Yeah, well, I didn't know I needed all that stuff. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, I was just wanting to.
I will make sure we get moved out of there. Well, we're going to have to move it anyway to bring the other one down, if you give me permission.
Okay. You're in bad luck tonight because the chief inspector is sitting here tonight, so I can guarantee it will be checked on.
Sure. I'll have it moved out of there.
Okay. Wait till Mr. Mills gets done. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKee?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
You can take the kitchen out of the other one and everything?
Yes.
Be just,
I was already forewarned by the county I couldn't have two kitchens. And I said, ma'am, I said, I don't want two kitchens. We're going to make a spare room out of the other one. That's it.
Okay. Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Okay, hearing no further questions?
I guess I do have one other question.
All right.
The picture also notes that the trailer isn't tagged. Mr. Rickard, they're allowed to have, correct me if I'm wrong, up to three untagged vehicles on a property?
I didn't hear it, John. I'm sorry.
The picture denotes that the boat trailer is untagged.
Yeah, it is untagged.
It's untagged.
But you're allowed up to, correct me if I'm wrong, up to three unregistered vehicles? Two. Okay. So.
I'll get it retagged.
Well, it's not a problem as long
well,
as it's
it
not
should be
more
tagged
than
anyway.
Two.
It sat for a while. Like I said, I went through a divorce and wasn't coming down here because I wasn't sure I was getting the property. Now it's a settled deal.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Any further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent property, so I make a motion that we would approve case number 10,239 with the requirement that within a year's time it have a roof, permanent foundation, and siding wrapped all the way around in one kitchen.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,239 with the stipulations. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10.